very nice things about you yesterday. He says that you have earned his trust. What does that mean to you?
I'm just coming out here just trying to just do my job, work hard each and every day, and just try to just, you know, just compete each and every day.
It looks like he talks to you individually, like he was coaching you a little bit on your hand placement and everything. Is that part and parcel of what comes with working with him?
I think it's part of the receiver job, you know, hand placement, eye coordination and everything like that. So we just, you know, try to spend as much time together and just, you know, try to just help in every way we can.
You got off to a really good start last season. You were one of the big surprises out of training camp. The end of the season maybe slowed down a little bit. What have you done to try and get back to maybe where you were at the beginning of last season?
Just coming out here and just trying to just leave it all on the field. You know, coming out here competing every day, you know, listening to the guys around me, listening to the coaches, and coming out here and just trying to just, you know, compete and just work hard each and every day.
What did you specifically work on? You get through the season and you kind of know where you are not as good at that you catch. What did you have to specifically work on?
I don't think I could just pick out one specific thing. I think pretty much just, you know, overall, just my overall game, for real. I mean, just coming out here and just trying to just put it all together.
How humbling was the first year experience? Because I know you come in, you do well, and then it kind of drops off, whether it be, you know, rookie and you get a little tired, you hit that wall. How humbling was the experience to say, I got to come back in a little better shape, a little better at this and that?
It's very humbling just to be out here. I mean, you know, to play on this level and, you know, to be around a great bunch of guys. And, you know, it's a humbling experience just to be out here.
When you think about where you were last year compared to this year, what's the biggest takeaway? Where do you think you've grown the most?
I'd just say pretty much just the fundamentals of the game, and, you know, understanding it a little bit more. You know, a lot of things slowed down for me, and, you know, I'm just coming out here, you know, just trusting my instincts and, you know, going out there and just trying to play football.
How much different as a receiver will tomorrow be compared to today when you guys put the pads on?
You know, the pads should be fun. We put the pads on. You got a lot of guys that are actually anticipating it. You know, we get a chance to see, you know, how physical the guys get. It should be real fun.
How much harder is it to be a rookie than it is to be a second-year player?
I don't know how hard it is, but it's a dramatic difference. You know now. You know a lot of things, and a lot of things that we do, you know, you look forward to and you can anticipate them, when, you know, a lot of the young guys pretty much don't know what's going on. So, yeah, it feels a lot different.
And, bro, one of the things that people have always talked about with Tom is the unspoken communication, you know, kind of connecting on eyesight at the line of scrimmage. Is that one of the things that, you know, you think is going to be much better this year and it's going to help you reach that next level?
I really don't know. I mean, you know, it's day two right now. You know, we're trying to just build each and every day. And, you know, as the practices goes on, hopefully, you know, we can pick it up a little more.
When Tom says he, you know, wants everybody to pick it up, you know, talks to receivers, what does he tell you that, you know, these are areas where, you know, you can improve your game?
I mean, I think every receiver can improve in a lot of different areas. I mean, you know, it just might be some miscommunication, and, you know, we're straightening that on the field, and hopefully when we run the next time, you know, we'll correct it. And, you know, listening to Tom and hearing the thoughts that he have, and, you know, it's always good to have another set of eyes to actually see
right. What
you don't see. So, you know, just getting advice from him is pretty much overall good.
Coach said you're one of the hardest workers. We can see what you do here, but there's a lot that you do that we can't see because we can't go behind the scenes. What do you do when you get off the field?
Pretty much to try to just put it all together, you know, watch practice film, you know, get my lifts out of the way, make sure I'm feeling my body, make sure I'm eating good, and make sure I'm doing the right things to get ready for tomorrow.
Do you have a lot more confidence this year, say last year? Like last year, I think you probably wanted to prove that you belonged, and this year you have a spot on the team.
Like I said, it's day two. I mean, you know, we got a long way to go. Still got a lot of work to do, and I'm just coming out here trying to just do my job, compete each and every day, and making sure that, you know, I'm leaving it all on the field.